Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of your questions. We're going to get to them. We'll probably Facebook Live a little bit more this next hour just to get your questions because there's a lot of them. People want to know when do they get their checks, what's going on with Amazon and our packages, and a lot of questions coming in, so let's get to that first. Let's talk about your packages coming from Amazon. So apparently there's been a bunch of workers, not really a bunch, but there's been, I think, 8 different warehouses within Amazon. I think Texas, Michigan, Florida, Kentucky, New York, Connecticut, Oklahoma, where workers had tested positive. Well, I expect it. Okay, you know, coronavirus is out there. There are going to be people that get it. Hopefully mild. Don't be surprised. But apparently doctors believe that the virus can live on that package, on that cardboard, for about 24 hours. Now, we talked about that. Cardboard, paper might be able to contain the virus for about 24 hours. Plastic, a few days. Stainless steel, or plastic, a few hours. Originally, surfaces, we were told when this first came out, about January, February. Not the virus first came out. I think it was out longer than that. But we were first told about 9 days on a surface. Then doctors a couple weeks ago said, don't worry, it's only 3 days on a surface. I never really believed that because you always kind of in science have to look at like the weakest link, you know, or the rate limiting step or the rate limiting reaction. If there is a longer amount of time that something could live on a surface, you got to go with that. Well, they did a study, we talked about this yesterday, looking at the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, and they found that coronavirus to live over 17 days. So 17 days on a surface. And this was in rooms of people that didn't even have the virus. So at that point, just you got to keep clean and things like that. But if you do get an Amazon package, I would suggest, if you can, maybe spray it down with Lysol. Okay, maybe spray it down with Lysol or Clorox. Make sure it's one of those EPA-approved sort of sprays that are technically germicidal to or viricidal to coronavirus. Keep in mind, though, I mean, these packages are being held by a variety of people. There could be staff on it. It's not the cleanest thing. I mean, when I get my package, you know, I usually kind of hug it and hold it like, hey, my Amazon package is here. You know, I can't do that with the cat food when the cat food comes in because that stuff is heavy. But keep in mind that, you know, it might be contaminated. Anything coming from the outside into your house and into your little microbiome or your ecosystem could be contaminated. So just be cautious of that. Do I think anybody's getting coronavirus from their Amazon packages? Probably not, but it is something to think about. Next question I'm getting from you guys, and we will get to your questions as well, is what are some of these symptoms that they're talking about? So with coronavirus, originally they said you might have a fever, you might have a cough, you might have shortness of breath. You don't have to have all three at the same time. You could have one of any of them, but you could also have no symptoms of coronavirus. But a few days ago, and we wrote an article on this, some people said they had no symptoms at all of coronavirus, but loss of sense of smell and taste. We talked about how there's a variety of conditions that could unfortunately cause that. So if you do lose your sense of smell, you got to get that checked out. We got to make sure the brain's okay. We got to make sure you aren't, you know, developing a neurodegenerative disorder. But sometimes in young people, when you get a sinus infection or you get a cold or whatever, it may affect some of your senses. So not too surprising that in addition to fever, cough, shortness of breath, no symptoms when it comes to coronavirus, you might have a loss of smell, loss of taste. It could happen. Don't forget, there's also some people complaining of nausea, some people complain of diarrhea. Now, I do telemedicine, and there were people who I thought might have had coronavirus, but they said I also have pink eye. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, you know, my eyes are red. Now, for any of us in medicine, we know that a lot of viral infections might come with a conjunctivitis. And so I had a few people call in who were exposed to coronavirus that thought they just had a cold and pink eye. And I'm like, I bet this is another symptom of coronavirus. I'm not in a position to do a study on that. But now we're being told by some doctors that also look for red in the eye. So, you know, conjunctivitis could be another symptom. And again, we're getting to your questions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Next question, when do we get our money? Show me the money. So, we're being told that those checks that everybody was supposed to get, what, I think it was like $1,200 per family, an extra $500 per kid. If you make anywhere between above $75,000, it starts to, you know, starts to exclude you. If you make over $99,000 a year, you're not going to get a check, okay? If you're married and you guys make over $200,000 a year, you won't get a check. Understandable, except for if you lost your job, you know, are you going to get money? Well, you'll probably have to go to unemployment. Some good news in that realm is unemployment may add an extra $600 per week for some people with unemployment. So that's part of the stimulus package. So we don't have all the details yet because they're still voting on it, but there may be more money. But going back to the checks, your income is based on your 2019 IRS tax return. If you haven't filed your taxes, they go back to 2018. So if you made more money in 2018 than you're making now and you're out of a job, you might still be considered in that 2018 tax bracket and not get your check. Be aware of that. When are the checks coming out? We're told it might not be till May. Okay, we knew that was coming. I did not expect checks to be coming out last week. So they're saying that we might not get those checks for those of us who qualify until May. So, and I don't know how many you get. I don't know if you get them every week. So if you do need money and you're out of a job, you'd have to go to get unemployment. Unemployment is not, the extra money with unemployment might not sunset for a few months. They might allow the extra money for at least 4 months. They're also going to work at, let's say your employer is reluctant to hire everybody back full time, or they'll only hire some people part time. You might still be able to do a work share where you get unemployment and your income, because being part-time won't be enough. So I like a lot of the things that I'm hearing out of the stimulus package. I don't know what other BS they kind of threw in there. So, you know, but keep in mind that, you know, if you made money earlier, like a year or two ago, you might not qualify for some of the benefits coming out now. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Keep those questions coming. We'll get to them. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all. I'm sorry, I just had celery. I got celery in my teeth. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-362-3254. Bud had asked in the previous Facebook Live, why aren't condoms being sold out? Not sure why condoms aren't selling out. I think it's because a lot of us are stuck at home with our husbands and wives, so condoms probably aren't as much of an issue. My guess is this coronavirus has cramped a lot of people's dating styles. Definitely is a cramper. You can't take them out to a movie. You can't go anywhere. I live in Nevada, and correct me if I'm wrong. I live in Nevada, and I think Red Rock Canyon has been closed. So, you want to go on a hike, Red Rock. I used to always go there on dates. It would be so romantic. You would go for a big hike or do some rock climbing, and then you would get, be a little cold, and it's so beautiful. And I mean, you can't even go to some of the national parks now. So, yeah, it's really kind of hard to date and kind of get your groove on. So, sorry, bud, that, if you do need condoms, they're going to be available for you, but great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your questions, your comments, allergies. Okay, so we have, one of our listeners wants to know about allergies. Okay, I live in Las Vegas, and so allergy season for us can start early in February, and it goes all the way to July. So I'll start feeling better in June because it gets really hot where I'm at, but the bloom obviously happens in the spring. And, you know, Vegas might not have a lot of, you know, plants, shall we say, and flowers. We don't really have a lot of tulips and things like that, but we sure the heck have weeds, and those weeds also have pollen. And, you know, give off, we got trees and we got grass, and I'm going to be writing something up for allergies so you guys know what to do with allergies. We're coming into allergy season. And so one of our listeners wants to know, how does that, and again, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI or ask on Facebook Live, 1-877-362-3254. What do you do for allergies in the midst of this coronavirus issue? Well, all right, here's the thing. Luckily, there's a lot of over-the-counter medicines for allergies. We got Claritin, we got Zyrtec, we got Allegra. These are antihistamines, which kind of help with a lot of your inflammatory immune response when it comes to being, you know, being reactive to the air. Why do we have allergies? It's a defense mechanism. So basically, my nose wants to get rid of the pollen, wants to get rid of the dust, wants to get rid of the grass, the trees, whatever that it's picking up. So your nose runs like a faucet because water and fluid can move it out. People might cough, right? Just spew it out of their lungs. You might itch. So these antihistamines help with the histamine, which is a mediator in terms of helping with your immune system. Histamine will help you sneeze, cough, things like that. So we'll use antihistamines. Benadryl is also an antihistamine, but it just makes you very, very sleepy, so we don't recommend it a lot. Now, we also have nasal steroids like fluticasone, your Rhinocort, your Flonase, your Becanase. These nasal steroids comprise more than just histamines. They can decrease a whole variety of immune mediators. So the nasal steroids work really well for me, where we spray it in the nose, and then hopefully we have less of an immune response so I don't seem to sneeze as much. Plus, you have the nasal lacrimal duct coming from the nose to the eye. So for those of us that get kind of itchy eyes and watery eyes, sometimes that Flonase helps that. We have Patanol, or Pataday. These are allergy eye drops that work really, really well for allergies that help with some of the runny eyes that you could get with allergies. They're Singular. Now, Singular works fantastic for some people's allergies. And Singular is a leukotriene antagonist. So leukotriene is a little different than histamine, and it's also a mediator when it comes to allergies. So leukotrienes you might want to block as well. Talk to your doctor or medical provider about this, but your allergy symptoms are coughing, sneezing, usually the cough is a dry cough, you know, but how do you tell the difference between coronavirus and allergies? Could be difficult. If you got the red eyes, that could be either. If you have a dry cough, it could be either. But usually with allergies, when I got allergies, my nose is running and it comes out clear and I just want to like scratch the inside of my nose, my nasopharynx. In fact, you know how I could tell if somebody has allergies versus coronavirus? Somebody with allergies wants that coronavirus swab. And they want somebody to shove that swab right in the back up their nose. Oh, now I lost my glasses. And they want it shoved right up in there to scratch. Somebody with coronavirus is like, no, I don't want it there. So that's how I tell a difference. James, I have a question about my foot. Banged it 60 days ago, went to UMC Quick Care, and they did a scan. Okay, hold on, I'm reading this. All right. Okay. Oh, my God, James, this is like a long question. Oh, my God, James, a good question, though. Hold on. So James banged his foot 60 days ago, went to UMC Quick Care, did a scan. After they told me to take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, they were sure it wasn't broken, so after a week, pain went away. Now, fast forward to last weekend, I was taking my dog out in the northwest, huge swarm of bees. Oh, bees were migrating across the road, and I mean like 1,000 of them. I don't like bees. If you don't bug the bees still bug you. He said, so I was in the middle that I ran out into the swarm and re-injured my foot. Can this be a broken bone or ligament? Should I see a podiatrist? It's painful again. Okay, fantastic. If UMC Quick Air did a scan, I'm assuming like an x-ray, James, then the probability of you twisting it in terms of there being a fracture is rare. However, what if the scan missed it? So we, you know, when I worked at UMC Quick Air, I worked at UMC Quick Air. I love UMC Quick Air. I worked at the Nellis location. I worked at the Spring Valley location. One thing that I would notice is if somebody had a lot of swelling that initial day, sometimes the x-ray might miss it because the swelling can blur the fineness of what we could see with the x-ray. And so the swelling in front of the bone. So if somebody has a repeated issue, we would usually repeat the x-ray when they're less swollen. So hopefully it's just a sprain or strain, but absolutely there is that possibility that you could get an avulsion fracture or you could have a missed fracture. So rule of thumb, if you can't walk on the foot, if the swelling's not going down, if you're having pain with walking or difficulty with range of motion, you got to get that foot or joint looked at. That's frustrating. That's a good question. Ibuprofen 800. Oh, yeah. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Great question, James. Thank you. We got a question on allergy medication and coronavirus. Will it make you more susceptible to coronavirus? So there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, and there's been concern that ibuprofen and anti-inflammatories are going to make you more susceptible to getting coronavirus because of a diminishing of your immune system. We don't have enough evidence to say that, so right now we're not telling anybody to avoid ibuprofen, such as James. I have an issue with ibuprofen 800s differently because I think the ibuprofen 800s could really fry the kidneys. I think it could affect the kidneys. I think it could affect the liver. I think it could affect the heart. And I think it could affect the stomach lining. So when it comes to ibuprofen 800, if you have to use it more than a couple days, I get a little nervous. So it's one of the most powerful painkillers. I think it's even more powerful than Lortab and Percocet. When I had surgery, I went for the ibuprofen as opposed to the narcotics. But long-term, it could affect you. That being said, with coronavirus and nasal steroids, there's been some talk that these nasal steroids could suppress your immune system. Duh, because you're trying to fight allergies or fight a sinus infection. Then coronavirus is like, oh, there's no defense mechanisms. I can then take hold. The theory is there. The logic is there. Right now, though, we don't have evidence saying, for telling people to not take their allergy medication. And the reason why is for those of us that get allergies, especially in Las Vegas, Nevada, every year when allergy season starts, I end up getting a sinus infection every single year. And so I don't even want the allergies to take hold because for some reason I just get more prone to an infection. So talk to your medical provider about it. Plus, those of you with heavy allergies, unfortunately, you can also have like an asthma exacerbation. The last thing we want is you guys not able to breathe because of allergies. So if you need allergy suppression because of a medical condition or COPD or whatnot, this is not the time to stop that. We have a question here on Governor Sisolak's emergency mandate on the hydrochloroquine and the chloroquine prescriptions. Basically, what happened with that, and we'll do more Facebook Live, okay, because I want to get you guys' questions and answers. But basically what that is, they don't want doctor hoarding. Apparently in some other states, doctors were writing these anti-malarial drugs for coronavirus for their family members. And so now, if a prescription is being written, all right, there has to be an appropriate ICD-10 code showing it was for your rheumatoid arthritis, it was for malaria, or it was for active coronavirus infection. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and then we'll get your questions, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says a $2 trillion economic stimulus package that's expected to be passed in the Senate will help Americans.
Struggling Americans are going to go to their mailboxes and find four-figure checks to help with their bills. Why? Because the Senate stepped up. Many American families who poured everything into a restaurant or a shop or a small manufacturer are going to keep making payroll and keep their businesses alive.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the House Democratic leaders will now review it and determine a course of action. The National Park Service also announcing that Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks are closing until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, giving you guys the latest headlines. So, one of you had asked about the copays and what happens if you're sick, you don't have a job, and you need to go to the hospital. Aetna. There's one of the latest headlines today is Aetna is going to waive copays and deductibles for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Now, this is being reported here. Let me get on my glasses because I don't want to miss any of this. And we'll get to your questions. They said COVID-19 patients covered by Aetna's commercial Insurance plans are not going to be charged with their deductibles, copays, or coinsurance for hospital stays. As you know, Aetna is owned by CVS Health. They said the patients covered by their commercial plans will, if it has to do with COVID-19, not be charged deductibles, copays, or coinsurance. Now, most insurers have already said they were going to step up and cover the cost of this. But Aetna taking the step to not hold you to your deductible or to your copays is pretty damn cool. So, you know, it's a plus because I don't know if you guys remember this case we talked about where there was a gentleman who thought he had coronavirus. I think he was in Seattle or Northern California. I forget. So he had a cough. He had a wheeze. So he's like, okay, I'm going to go in and get checked. He couldn't go to an urgent care. He had to go to an ER. The ER examined him and was about to do the coronavirus testing to put him in isolation. They said, look, can you maybe test me for flu? If you could test me for flu, maybe I'd do the coronavirus testing. So they swabbed him for flu. He was flu positive, and they decided they could let him go, even though now we know you could have flu and coronavirus at the same time, possibly. But his bill was in the thousands, and I think he got out of it paying about a couple thousand after all was said and done. So you started to see a reluctancy of people going to get their testing done. And so they didn't want to spend the money. So now we have people that don't have a job, that still don't get their government check. The check's not going to come for a few months. They're waiting for their unemployment, and they don't want to go out there and be among other people who are sick. So that causes a problem. So we need to kind of diminish the barriers and lower those barriers. I know I need some Claritin or Flonase. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners wants to know about medical conditions and going to urgent cares and the risk. What's been happening in terms of people getting their blood pressure medicine, getting their diabetes medicine, et cetera? They don't want to go to the doctor. The average person does not want to go to the doctor. They don't want to go to the urgent care. And so they're going to telemedicine. I work for a few telemedicine companies, and we have been busy beyond comprehension because people would rather, and understandably so, be in their isolated area, contact a telemedicine doctor, and get treated. The only problem, well, not the only problem, but one challenge that I'm seeing is many of you guys have conditions where you do need to see somebody for. So high blood pressure, I really can't manage your high blood pressure because I can't check your blood pressure. I can't really trust your cuff because we're seeing some people's cuffs aren't correct. I can't examine your heart. We don't have that technology yet over the phone. So, you know, there's people that don't want to go to a medical office because they are, you know, scared and they're concerned about, you know, getting sick. And so they're going to telemedicine for blood pressure, diabetes, things like that. Well, if we don't have blood work, if we can't examine you, we're limited. So there's a reluctancy for people to go to the doctor and for telemedicine to take over. Telemedicine can do a lot, but keep in mind, nothing replicates an exam in person. That being said, we have a huge amount of people who have shortness of breath. Now, are they short of breath because of allergies? Are they short of breath because of coronavirus? So average patients calling up going, yep, I have chest pain, I have wheezing, I have shortness of breath, treat me over the phone. And I'm like, you need an exam of the lungs, you need an exam of the heart. And unfortunately, they don't want to go to the urgent care. They don't want to go to the emergency room. They don't want to see their doctor. The other issue we have is most people don't have a regular doctor. How many of you guys have a regular PCP? I don't. I have a gynecologist who's been acting as my PCP. But honestly, her handling my gynecological issues is, I mean, I don't see how 70 men could, you know, handle the weight of all that issue. So I, you know, in terms of primary care, I don't have a primary care doctor. So when I say, look, talk to your primary care doctor about your blood pressure management or diabetes or things like that, they're like, my primary care doctor's gone, or I don't have one anymore, or my insurance changed. So people had started to use telemedicine the last few years and use that to substitute a doctor's visit. So I'm getting patients who have been asthmatic for years and haven't seen a doctor in 2-3 years. That's going to be a problem. So this listener wants to know about how do you get care if you don't want to go to an urgent care. So I bring up your regular doctor or somebody who you could start a relationship with because a lot of these doctors, these local doctors, neighborhood doctors, are working with people in their car. So what ends up happening is you're able to, and I see your calls and questions. I get it. Okay. All right. Yay. So, these doctors can go out into the parking lot or the medical provider and go to your car. Did any of you guys live in L.A.? And in the 70s, there was a Bob's Big Boy where, and I know I'm dating myself, but that Bob's Big Boy, people would skate up to your window and give you a Bob's Big Boy. I loved sitting in my car and somebody roller skating out like they did in the 1950s to give us your burger. Now, I think that Bob's Big Boy is closed. I don't know if it's on Ventura Boulevard or where it was. But medicine is starting to be done that way, where if you want to sit in your car and wait for a text before you come in, or they might come out to your car and do an exam or do a test. So that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. James says he can't find a good one in Nevada. I'm not exactly sure, James, what you're talking about, so definitely ask again. Are you talking about podiatrist? So not sure. All right, ask. Oh, wait. 1-877-DOCDALI. Latest numbers. Let me give you guys the latest numbers, and I see texts. Guys, don't text, though. Call 1-877-DOCDALI or Facebook Live, because the problem with the text is I got to take off the Facebook Live to read it. So where we're at now with coronavirus cases is we have 446,946 global. Expect that to be about 450 in the next hour in terms of reporting. 19,800 deaths, about 112,000 recovered. The numbers in China slowing down, but still rising. 81,000 total cases, 3,200 deaths, 4 new deaths. So for people saying China has slowed down, not necessarily. China has overcome the epidemic. They haven't. There's still cases, but it's slowing down. Slowing down enough where China could hopefully start to resume some of their livelihood. Italy has exploded in terms of cases, 69,000 with 6,800 deaths. We're watching what's happening with Italy because Italy did a shutdown weeks before we did. They started their shutdown March 5th. We want to know if our shutdown efforts or lockdown efforts are success or will offer some success. Italy's numbers have gone up. USA, we're at 60,000, almost tied with Italy, 819 total deaths. Spain has had a huge jump of 443 people dying in the last few hours in Spain. We're trying to figure out what's going on there. 47,000 total cases. So in terms of what's been going on in other countries, we're seeing a slowing down in China. Still huge spikes in other countries. Shutdowns, lockdowns, which we've talked about on the show, provide some help. In terms of our country, it's really going to rely on New York. If they could contain what's been going on in New York and our little epicenter there, then we might be able to gain some, shall we say, we might be able to gain some strength and some progress in the fight. Unfortunately, and the White House has noticed this too, people who went to New York and then left and went back to Florida or went to Atlanta or went to Chicago or went to San Francisco or whatever, people coming from New York, coming and going, could unfortunately spread it. So now we have New Yorkers being asked, if you've been to New York or traveled to New York or live there, possible 14-day quarantine. We're going to talk about that as well. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, a chef very well known in New York claimed Floyd Cardoz has died from coronavirus. He's a critically acclaimed chef behind several popular Indian restaurants in New York. Unfortunately, he has just died from coronavirus. He passed away at a New York hospital today, according to the Indian news outlet. He was only 59. He had gone to the emergency room with fever-like symptoms after returning from a trip to India on March 8th. This is according to an Instagram post. He wrote on March 17th, so about a week ago, I was feeling feverish and hence, as a precautionary measure, admitted myself into a hospital in New York. I returned to New York on March 8th via Frankfurt, Germany. And you see the picture of him in his Instagram post saying, sincere apologies to everyone. I'm sorry for causing undue panic around my earlier post. I was feeling feverish and hence, as a precautionary measure, admitted myself to the hospital in New York. I was hugely anxious about my state of health, and my post was highly irresponsible, causing panic in several quarters. I returned to New York on March 8th via Frankfurt. Now, I'm not sure what his earlier post was, but him telling people who went to the hospital apparently caused panic. Unfortunately, he's died, only 59 years old. And so, you know, we're hearing more and more cases of younger individuals that are being affected by this and possibly dying. You know, this is not just a simple cold. We've talked about this, right? We, you know, might disagree on how much the world had to stop and go into a panic and shut down everybody's economies because, you know, we have even deadlier viruses out there. But make no joke, the majority of us agree that this is a deadly disease. It's just we don't know who's going to die and who's not. We're assuming anybody with a medical condition could be at higher risk. But unfortunately, New York is kind of a hotbed of cases. And military personnel apparently have been making, there's been makeshift morgues with tents and refrigeration trucks set up outside of Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital. New York's death toll has risen now to 192. Now, keep in mind, New York City is the most populous city in the United States. So when we look at the total deaths in the U.S. of 819, it's no surprise that a quarter of them might happen in New York City because New York City is a very obviously concentrated city and it has, you know, more population. But still, 25% of the cases, close to, let's say 20% of the cases, still striking. They say 2,800 people in the city are hospitalized because of the virus. That is double the figure from 3 days earlier. More than 600 are being treated in intensive care. In New York State, there are now 30,000 coronavirus cases. Death toll for New York State is about 285. It might be a little higher. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has predicted the state will be as close as 2 weeks away from a crisis that sees 40,000 people in intensive care. He and Trump have been going back and forth on getting ventilators and things like that from what the media is saying. From what we're hearing, Trump has not denied anybody any ventilators, but that's not for us to discuss right now. So there are dome-like tents, multiple refrigeration trucks lined up near Bellevue, it's at about 30th Street and FDR Parkway. There are currently about 53,000 beds and 3,000 intensive care unit beds in the state hospitals. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state could need about 140,000 beds and 40,000 ICU beds to cope with the outbreak. Now, what we're starting to see is an exodus out of New York City. Now, New Yorkers are tough. You know, I mean, they've been through 9/11. They've been through, I mean, they're not, you know, quick to run and flee. But with yesterday's press conference with Deborah Birx and Washington advising people to quarantine if they've ever been to New York. If people are leaving and, you know, going elsewhere, you know, because they don't want to be in the city and the city's about to shut down, they need to be in quarantine if they end up going to Indianapolis or, you know, Wichita, Kansas or whatever, and, you know, hang out there because just because you're out of the epicenter doesn't mean you don't have and you can't infect others. So when I talk about how New York is our China, I'm talking about how China to the world with this epidemic weeks ago is how New York will be to us. And so coronavirus is not slowing down. It's rising. It's rising exponentially. So when we look at U.S. cases and the demographics, Worldometers does a real nice job of breaking things down. Coronavirus cases are now at 61,000. Deaths are at about 838. We've had only 387 recovered. Now, many of you will say, well, wait a second. A bunch of us probably had it and recovered. These are, again, people documented as having it. New York has the majority of the cases, 30,000 of the 61,000 cases. So basically about more than half of America's cases are in New York. Their death toll has now risen to 285. New Jersey comes into the next most populous state in terms of, not populous, but in terms of coronavirus hit state with 3,600 cases. Now, mind you, many people in Jersey work in New York, so no surprise there. California has 2,600 cases with 55 deaths. I apologize, 44 deaths in New Jersey, 55 deaths in California. Washington State then comes in fourth with 2,400 cases. Louisiana has 1,700 cases, Michigan 1,700, Florida 1,600 cases, Illinois 1,500. Now remember, Illinois has Chicago, so surprising that they're able to still kind of keep it, you know, under 2,000. But still, Massachusetts 1,100, Pennsylvania 1,100, Georgia 1,000, Texas 1,000, Colorado 912, Tennessee 773, Connecticut 618, Ohio 564, North Carolina has about 538 cases, Indiana 477, Wisconsin 463, Maryland 423 cases, Arizona 400, Virginia 391, Mississippi 377 cases, South Carolina 342, Nevada, where I live, has jumped up to 321 cases, 43 new cases overnight, 6 total deaths. Utah, 298 cases. Minnesota, 287 with one death. Alabama, 283. Missouri, 273 cases. Arkansas, 232 cases. Oregon, 209 cases. District of Columbia, 183. So that doesn't include Maryland. That's separate. Oklahoma, 164. Kentucky, 159. Iowa, 145. Maine, 140. Rhode Island, 124. New Hampshire, 108. And remind you, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine, not the most populous states, but remember, that whole eastern New England seaboard there, you know, is a hotbed. Delaware, 104 cases. Kansas, 100. New Mexico, 100. Vermont, 95. Idaho, 91. Hawaii has jumped to 90 cases now. Nebraska, 61. Montana, 53. Alaska, 42. South Dakota, 41. Wyoming, 41. North Dakota, 39. West Virginia, 39. Guam has about 37 cases. Puerto Rico, 51 cases. United States, Virgin Islands, 17. So, when you look at the New York hotbed, New York is right now a very, very large area of concern. You know, they're trying to tell people when it comes to spring break, people had plans. They want to go to the beach. They want to party. Apparently, there was this kid that partied with a whole bunch of people and got coronavirus. I think he made an apology. I think he apologized for, you know, possibly exposing others. There was one kid that was licking products at Walmart. Did you see this? One idiot decided to lick a whole bunch of stuff in an aisle and I guess Snapchat it. He got arrested. So we are trying to deal with stupid in the face of this deadly disease. But New York and how we contain New York will be the, like I said, barometer of if we're going to succeed at nipping this in the bud. 1-877, Dr. Allie, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.